case number 4, 22-477. Stop there.
Sorry.
Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
My name is Detective Robert Malinowski, last name Malinowski. I'm a detective with the Weathersfield Police Department in here on behalf of the authority of Chief Raphael Medina III.
Thank you, Detective. Would you like to make an opening statement? Sir, would you like to make an opening statement? No? All right, just be sure to speak up. We need to make a transcript of the proceedings, so we'll need to hear what you say. Okay, Detective, you may proceed with your case.
So Mr. Beardsley.
Oh, please refer to him by appellate.
I apologize.
Okay.
The appellate applied for a pistol permit back in July 13th of 2021. Was investigated by retired Detective Allison Sullivan, Weathersfield Police Department. Then, of course, of her investigation, she found that in Hartford Police Department there was an open case from 2015 that was under case number 15-34620, in which the appellant was listed as a sexual assault suspect in that case. That case was open and the actual report was not available for public dissemination. Based on that complaint, retired Detective Allison Sullivan, at the time our superintendent, Davern, denied the appellate's pistol permit application based on suitability.
Do you know the status of that investigation?
I do not. Since then, September 28, 2022, our agency received a DCF 737 form, which is severe physical abuse and neglect report, which was received on 9/27/2022. At that time, our juvenile detective, since also retired, said that there was a complaint that a 10-year-old student was sexually assaulted by the appellant. That case has been closed. There was insufficient probable cause for arrest. We've had no other dealings with the appellant since that time.
Is that it? Sir, do you have any cross-examination for the detective? Any questions you'd like to ask him based on what he just said? Does the board have any questions?
Yes, I do. What is the nature of the Hartford case that's ongoing? What's he accused of? And do you have to show that he's unsuitable? Not just the case out there, but that the evidence points to unsuitability.
Hartford PD would only relay the information as a domestic-related sexual assault. There was an investigation and won't turn over the report.
And when was that started?
2015.
It was a six-year-old case initially?
At the time the case, yes, was 6 years old, still open.
Still open as of right now?
I did not follow up with Hartford PD to find out the case was still open.
Well, that's kind of a linchpin of your whole suitability card.
In 2021, the case was still open, and that was when the decision was made.
And hearings are new hearings where you have to show that he's unsuitable. Mm-hmm. Having an open case a couple years ago may or may not be enough.
Okay.
And he'd be also very helpful to know the nature of the accusation, who made it, when, and you don't have that?
I'm not sure if the appellant has any information about that.
You can call the
appellant
as a witness.
I don't prefer not to investigate somebody else's case.
Okay. I don't think you'd be investigating. I think you're trying to present a case to us. We don't have a lot other than it's being investigated for child abuse stemming back to 2015 in a case that may or may not still be open.
Okay.
But it's your case, so you can do what you want.
Yeah, we could ask him. Are you familiar with that case, 115-34620? I don't know. Officer Medina is one of the investigating officers.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that case?
The 2015?
Yes.
So those allegations were brought up while in court. They weren't brought up before court or after. She decided to say that as...
You got to tell us who you're talking about.
The other party.
And why you were in court.
So I was in court because I was attacked and she destroyed my property in my house. So I was attacked at work. And unfortunately, the cameras didn't catch that, but cops were called and then I ended up out of court for it.
Well, you got arrested?
No, I never got arrested. Was this a civil proceedings or a criminal proceeding? I believe it was criminal. She assaulted me.
So someone assaulted you,
yes. And
then you went to court as a victim,
yes.
In that case?
Okay. And while in that case, she decided to say that I abused her or there was on the table, so that I attacked her. But nothing happened. But the judge just continued with what the court, the court was about. Was the damage of property
that was intended. So were you ever charged in that case?
No, never charged in any of these two cases.
Okay.
They were just allegations.
Detective, does that sound from, I'm confused because we have a package.
That's the 2015.
There's a DCF.
There's a DCF case. I mean, is that what you're alluding to?
The DCF case is ours from 2022. I have information from that because that's our agency. But the reason that one's closed.
All right.
And
he's examining the witness. I don't know if he's done.
What was the allegations that was made against you during that 2015 case in court?
That I abused.
Who's your kid? How so?
No, the 2015 one was with an adult. The most recent one, that was with the child.
Okay. And what were the accusations of abuse in 2015?
So, she said that I had hit her in court, and that was basically everything that she had said. And like I said, they were just allegations. With no proof.
So there's no comments on a sexual assault?
I'm pretty sure it was in there too. Excuse me.
Okay, what were the accusations of sex assault?
She said that I gave her cancer, I guess, from giving her anal forcefully.
And there was no charges ever came up with that? Were you notified the case was closed?
I didn't even know I had a case until I applied for the gun permit. Once I applied for the gun permit, did the fingerprinting, and then a couple months later, I think it was like 2 or 3, that's when Medina called me, Officer Chief Medina, called me and said that...
It was victim Officer Medina called me, not Chief Medina.
Chief Medina, sorry.
No, not Chief Medina, Officer Medina. Officer Medina, the Hartford Police Department called you. Okay, the retired detective Allison Sullivan contacted you and advised you of this case.
Yep.
So for 6 years, you had no idea that you were subject of an investigation.
If I knew about this, I think I would have handled this a lot sooner.
Okay. Have you ever talked to Officer Medina about this case?
I spoke to him, but I really didn't get that much information.
Did you speak to him before or after the complaint was made by Allison Sullivan, Detective Sullivan?
After.
After. Did he advise you the case status?
He just said it was an open case.
Did he ever call you for an interview? So the 2022 case involving our agency, is that involving the same female, different female.
The 2015 one was with the female?
Yep.
And then I think it's 2022.
Yep.
That's with my son.
Can you speak up a little bit, please?
I'm sorry. So the 2015 one was with an ex-partner of mine, and the 2022 one was with my child.
Who's the child's mother? Same person or somebody different?
Different person.
Somebody completely different. Would you like me to go into detail in the 2022 case in regards to Weathersfield?
It's your case. You don't have to
do that. I'm sure you guys have questions. DCF Caroline reported a 10-year-old male student was asking another student on the bus to pull their pants down and show their privates. School teacher reported the other student did not comply with the juvenile's request, and several students witnessed the juvenile's request and reported to the juvenile teacher. After follow-ups, they ended up doing a forensic interview, and the juvenile indicated to the interviewee that the appellate had touched the juvenile's private parts, referring to the juvenile's penis, as they showered together on numerous occasions soon the juvenile was 5 and 9 years old. That was the accusations. There was no probable, there was insufficient probable cause for an arrest. We've had no other cases involving the appellate.
Did the act you say that it didn't happen?
I believe the appellate said it did not happen. The forensic interview was different.
Yeah, I've got the child mentioned.
That was my reading of the record as well, Chief.
That was the issue with the drill in the Hartford Police Department, DCF. The juvenile said no drill was ever used. The drill was never used.
I will
get you in a second. Are you done? Do you have questions of what he just was
not
talking about?
Not questions.
Oh, okay. We'll go in order.
Sorry.
But just stand by. We're going to probably get you in 30 seconds. Do you have any other witnesses? Oh, actually, any other questions based on that last piece?
No, other than it sounds like that ended up unsubstantiated.
Yes.
No further investigation. Case closed.
Yeah, the tenant would close that case up.
Other questions by the board?
Still don't want to entertain a motion?
I don't think he has another witness, but do you have any other witnesses?
I don't.
Ms. Johnson, did you want to make a motion?
Sure. I'd like to find for the appellant based on the fact that the issuing authority has no basis for suitability question.
Seconded.
Motion made by Ms. Johnson at 10:26, second by Mr. Gray. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Yeah. Obviously, the issuing authority has the burden of proof in a case like this. The materials that we were furnished as part of the record,
mm-hmm.
is that evidence or that's...
It is.
That, so that is something we can consider as
it
part,
is.
Even though they haven't mentioned in any great detail what's mm-hmm. in the record.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Other comments?
Is there something you want to point out that in the record that's in there
that maybe the issuing authority skipped?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we ask before we vote? Can we ask questions of the appellant, even though the appellant hasn't presented?
I'll withdraw if you guys want to.
Because it's somewhat a little bit premature, maybe for some of the members of the board.
That's why I asked for the questions, but actually withdrawing.
I'll withdraw, but this is mighty frustrating.
All right, so the motion originally made by Ms. Johnson has been withdrawn. this would be the time to ask questions by the board.
So I would appreciate the appellant clarifying for us the 2022 charges and what happened and how that matter was resolved.
So, I'm not sure if on the paperwork it states that I did not see my son for an entire year. This was a little bit, I think this was like a couple days before he turned 9. And on the paper it says that I did all these things when he was 9 and 5. There's no proof. There's only word of mouth. The whole drill incident, that was his aunt's boyfriend that took a drill and poked him in between his scrotum and his testicles. And in the paperwork, I believe, it states that the detective had asked the mother what happened with the drill incident, and that's when they said it was somebody else, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. And then on the paperwork, it also contradicts itself because they said that my wife was the one that used the drill. False allegations again. I was also told that I hit my son with a hanger, with a belt. The only thing that I've ever done to my kids, and that's both of them, because I have two, if they don't listen, you go to the corner, you think about what you did, and you're ready to come up, or you just don't play with anything at all. The other thing, too, they said that, I don't really recall everything, but said that supposedly I left them with a diaper all day long. The mother gave the diapers because he would always wet his the bed at night. So he was only allowed to wear a diaper at night. And then in the paperwork it says that I would leave him with a diaper all day. Too many false allegations, and what I suspected of was that she was manipulating him into saying certain things, because if you go on the records, he says one thing, and then the next conversation or the interrogation, he switches it a little bit. And then the next interrogation, he'll change it up again. So if you look at the records, you can see that the allegation starts to change, the story starts to change.
What about the showering allegation? Can
showering
you speak to that?
Only at 5 and before 5. Nothing at 9, because like I said, I didn't even get to see him when he turned 9. I got to see him on April 10th or April 9th. After that, I didn't see him until I went back to court.
And what was the nature of the activity in the shower? Were you just showering together, or what? I know the accusation implied sexual predation, but I'd like to hear your version of that, please.
So when he was 5 and before 5, yeah, there were occasions where we would shower after he turned after 5. None of that happened again. The only time that I would like open the door and make sure is when both of my sons are showering together, and I make sure to tell them, you know, do this and clean this and that and that. I never went in the curtain. I never opened the curtain to check. And all the allegations, like I said, they were all, in my opinion and in my belief, is manipulation. I believe that she manipulated him into saying certain things that were false.
And just clarify this for me. My understanding of the documents that we received was DDS was evaluating because of the incident that your son was involved with on the bus. Asking another child about seeing that child's private parts. And so all these other allegations came up in terms of evaluating your son. Is it your view that those allegations were fabricated in order to try to get your son off the hook, so to speak?
I believe so.
And how was the case resolved ultimately?
They didn't have enough proof out the allegations, so they ended up closing them.
And no allegation, you mean proof of allegations against you?
Yeah.
Okay. And how was the case resolved with reference to your son?
They just closed them. They just closed them.
Okay.
But I believe, this is what I believe, DCF was called on her, I believe, two times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know if this is true, this is just what I think and I believe. If DCF was called like three times, I believe that they're going to take your kid. So the third time for her, she pinned it on me. I was told that the incident with the bus, because that's new to me,
mm-hmm.
the incident on the bus wasn't on the bus. I was told it was in the school.
Mm-hmm.
So this entire time I thought it was in the school, not on the bus.
Thank you.
Attorney Sinetti.
So you said all these allegations against you were fabricated by your wife, and you said not fabricated?
Not my wife. My wife has nothing.
I'm sorry. So who is making these accusations?
My other son's mother.
And why was, you said everything is, somebody was manipulating him? Why was that person manipulating your son?
We didn't really get along. As much as I tried to co-parent with her, she just did not want to cooperate in trying to make his life better by us working together.
I'm sorry, I couldn't do that last part.
So I tried working with her so that our son, you know, can grow up with a better life instead of having just one parent always telling the child what to do, etc. And she just doesn't, she's never wanted to work with me, to work out for him, if that answers your question.
I'm kind of having trouble following that reasoning. I mean, she's making allegations up against you because you're not taking care of your son correctly?
No. She never got along with me.
Yes.
I tried working with her.
Okay.
For his behalf. It's never worked out. And we've had a lot of bad conflicts between us.
I guess I can't follow that line of reasoning. I have no other questions.
So what town or city do you live in now?
I live in Wexford.
Another question, Chief?
Just want to say I'm somewhat uncomfortable with the case was dropped because they have no proof. That's not enough. That's same. I guess I'm asking. Did you shower with your son for a sexual reason?
No.
Not just that they couldn't prove it.
No, I did not.
You didn't do that.
No.
That was a non-denial.
I know what you're saying. Thank you.
My apologies.
Apologize.
What's your answer?
So back to my understanding is the allegations with reference to your son at age 9. You had explained to me and to the board did not occur because you had no contact with your son during that whole year. With reference to the DCF investigation of your son's activity, where these allegations came up from your son's mother, you are saying that there was no sexual intent on your part. You did not make your son wear a diaper during the day at age 9. You were given a diaper when he was in your staying with you because he had nocturnal enuresis. He couldn't control his bladder function at night. And that's when he wore the doctor. And then you went on to say that you provided some behind-the-curtain supervision of your sons when they were showering together when they were older, and that you did admit to showering with your son when he was 5 years old, just as a dad and a son in a shower together with no sexual activity. Am I understanding you correctly?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Any follow-up detective based on that testimony?
Just that one quick follow-up.
Yeah.
It looks like you, if I'm mistaken, recently been going to a visitation court with, over, is it with, which children is this over? Over both your children?
No, just one.
Just one? And it looks like very recently that's been closed out. And how was that, how's that resolved?
So they gave me one day every 2 weeks.
And what did you have prior to that?
I had, it was never changed. It was the first court order that we had, which was Monday, Wednesday, Thursdays, 12 to 6. And then a stay every other weekend.
So it's pretty much the same, or has it been modified?
Now it's been modified.
So it's
a day only.
And why is it more restrictive now?
Because they had them going to therapy, and they had them going to therapy, and the judge asked the mother what would be more suitable for her to feel comfortable and for the child to feel comfortable. So she asked for one day. I wanted, what I wanted was at least in the summertime, but I was denied of that until the child felt like he was ready to spend more time.
It looks like you brought the, did you bring the order, or did you attempt to do the modification to spend more time with your son? Was it your son?
I just wanted to see my son, but yes, I'm
the support. That's all.
How old is that son right now?
He's 11 now.
Other questions by anybody? Seeing none. All right, sir, it's your chance to tell us what you'd like us to know.
I believe I'm innocent.
Can you please speak up, please? Thank you.
I believe I'm innocent in this whole entire, both cases. There aren't enough proof that I did any of these allegations. That's pretty much all I have to say.
Sir, do you understand why the chief was a little bit put off by the way you're saying that?
I just wrote both those down again. I believe I'm innocent. It's not the same as I am innocent. And I, not enough proof is not the same as I didn't do it. As a matter of fact, it tends to indicate that you did do it.
Then I did.
Questions? Sir, do you have any other witnesses? Would you like to make a closing statement?
I have one question. So the boy in question in the case we were just discussing is the 11-year-old son now. Does he visit with you then now once a week?
Yes.
What is the nature of your relationship, and what do you guys do together?
We mainly go out as a family, all four of us. We just have fun.
And currently you're married to a different woman,
yes.
And you have another child with her.
Yes.
So when you're referencing the four of you, it's your wife, your son with your wife, and your son from the previous relationship.
Yes.
Thank you.
All set? I have to get a chance to do a closing statement. Do you want to make a closing statement, Detective?
Just so the board considers the fact that two separate complaints were made by two people independent of each other, whether it's a juvenile and a woman who's not the mother of either child back in 2015, made a separate complaint. It's whether or not the case is still open in the city of Hartford is still kind of a serious allegation we made. Whether or not the city of Hartford chose to contact the appellate is on them. However, I think the board needs to reevaluate in terms of two separate incidents in terms of suitability, whether or not their charges were brought against them or not. But there's no coup in this case because they're not working together. They're completely independent of each other.
Thank you, Detective. Brief factual.
But this is a denial by the Weatherfield Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The reason for the denial is an allegedly open case from 2015, which we really don't. We don't have any documentation over. I don't even know if you have a case number. Other than the, I mean, we have a case number, but other than There's no case report, there's no complaint, there's no anything regarding that. The only thing we had was really the testimony from the appellant on that case. And it's an 8-year-old case at this point. The second is allegations of abuse regarding the appellant's juvenile son. There were no criminal charges filed in that case based on the investigation.
Comments by the board? Chief?
It's a troubling case. The issuing authority's case was borderline at best. And the appellant's testimony was not very helpful. Mm-hmm. To clear it up.
I would concur. The lawyer in me is troubled by the presentation of the issuing authority. The parent in me is troubled by the allegations and the sort of halting presentation by the appellant as to his innocence. So it's a tough case.
Yeah. Other comments?
I would just like to say in my professional experience, these DCF interviews regarding child abuse and molestation are taken very seriously, and they have a very low threshold for handling these cases. And so from my experience, the fact that there was no findings is going to inform my opinion.
Thank you, Dr.
The fact that the I'm not sure if the appellant, he's not an attorney, and so to try and claim his innocence on how he speaks sometimes, it may not be his. I sort of get, you know, it's to base my opinion just on how he answered specific questions, whether or not based on his innocence. I believe if he had the benefit of an attorney, his answers may have been more concise and clear. Versus how he answers things, I think it's. I'd have a difficult time basically on how he answers things versus evidence. Yeah, very little.
I concur with that. It seems like we just asked all the questions from wherever, and he had to answer them without anything. It's a hard case. I mean, a couple more questions. I don't know, English as a second language, anything, because the way things are, we're asking may not be interpreted the same way. So the response, I just don't know what we've gotten anything from the issuing authority to validate, or it's substantial to deny someone besides our own perspective. So tough. Thanks.
Other comments? Seeing none. Dr. Conrad.
For the appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Colonel Overture.
Appellant.
Ms. Johnson.
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig. Appellant. Chair votes appellant. Thank you both. Ooh.